It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, that's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canale. This is your Daily Sports Dump for today, Monday, November 18th. Let's get to the jokes. After seemingly doing everything they could to screw it up, the NFL and Colin Kaepernick finally worked out his workout, and it reportedly went pretty well as the former 49ers quarterback made a strong case for his return to the NFL. Jameis Winston also made a strong case for bringing Cap back with one of his patented four-interception games versus the Panthers. However, Buccaneers officials say they prefer Winston because he stands when the national anthem is played and when the judge reads his verdict. Remember, he stole those crab legs and various other things. In more NFL news, the Chicago Bears and their coach Matt Nagy, well, he said his decision to remove struggling quarterback Mitch Trubisky last night was due to injury and not poor play. Apparently, Trubisky wanted to stay in, but Nagy had to protect Mitch from himself, which is a departure from the Bears' usual offense, which is predicated on protecting the team from Mitch. In college football, the Baylor Bears and other Bears blew a 25-point lead in losing to Oklahoma on Saturday. Now, a spokesman for the team expressed surprise since Baylor players are so good at keeping someone down once they're on top. Look it up, folks. Art Briles, horrible man. Speaking of, Kobe Bryant made a rare courtside appearance at a Lakers game this weekend to promote his new children's book. Oh, that's nice. LeBron said it was awesome having him in the house. Anthony Davis said he brought a new energy. And Dwight Howard said he hoped Kobe would have stuck around after the game to read the book to him. Okay. Those are the jokes for today, but we've got a new segment right here. It's called Instant Ass Analysis. It's an instant assessment slash analysis called Ass Analysis, where we take some news that just came in, and without really doing any research, we instantly analyze it for you. Hopefully, I'm laying some music underneath it, and we've got a big title going on, and it's like, Instant Analysis! Ass Analysis. Well, we'll try that again. Okay. And here it is. Instant Ass Analysis. All right, folks, today's instant ass analysis is the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame inductees list, or the nominees list, I should say. So let's get through these categories that we have. First off, I'm going to introduce players who shouldn't really even be on the ballot. We'll say hello and goodbye to Heath Bell, Eric Chavez, Brian Roberts, Carlos Pena, Brad Penny, Jose Valverde, Rafael Furcal, and Raul Ibanez. Although a couple of those names are recognizable, none are close to Hall of Famers. And now we'll move on to our second list. Players who you may have heard of, but also should not be in the Hall of Fame. This is the Hall of Very Good Players, and we'll go through them right now. Cliff Lee, Bobby Abreu, Scott Rolen, Andrew Jones, Paul Konerko, Omar Vizquel, Billy Wagner, Larry Walker, and Alfonso Soriano. Now, that's a pretty good group there, and in fact, folks, if you were to take that as a lineup, your starting pitcher is Cliff Lee, your first baseman is Paul Konerko, second base, Alfonso Soriano, shortstop, Omar Vizquel, third base, Scott Rolen, and then you got Abreu, Jones, and Walker in the outfield. Now, that is a World Series competing team. You'll notice there's no catcher there, and that's we'll get to that in a second. But those players, some of you might argue, and some of them are on the end. You got some World Series champs in there. You got Bobby Abreu, very underrated. But none of those guys are even close to being what I would say World Series. So hello and goodbye to that wonderful lineup. But goodbye is the ultimate. We've got another little section of the category here. Now, these are players who could have been college football quarterbacks, but chose baseball instead. Those are Adam Dunn and Todd Helton. Adam Dunn could have played at the University of Texas, of course, and no one can blame him for not doing that. And Todd Helton was the actual backup quarterback at the University of Tennessee at one point. So there you go, folks. That's something about them. Moving on, now we're getting closer and closer to actual Hall of Famers here, but we're still not there, folks. Although we do have some Hall of Famers in the baseball names category. Shone Figgins, also in the Hobbit Name Hall of Fame, and J.J. Putz. Now, neither of these players are, again, Hall of Fame worthy, but those names don't come around very often. Generational names, especially Putz. You don't see many Putz in the game. Now, golf, different story. Now we are getting to the almost a drum roll here, folks, because what we've got here are players who were really good, borderline Hall of Famers, but they were such assholes that they probably won't get in out of the spiteful nature of baseball writers, which is legendary. These players include Jeff Kent, Josh Beckett, and Hall of Fame asshole, borderline Hall of Fame baseball player, Curt Schilling. Okay, so these three players were some of the least pleasant in baseball, and a couple of them have gone on to be very unpleasant human beings. Really, just one. I don't know anything about Kent or Beckett, but we all know what Schilling has done, and he's basically taken a Hall of Fame career and thrown it out the window, and he didn't even cheat. And speaking of, here is our penultimate category. These are the cheaters. Let me list them. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Jason Giambi, Andy Pettit, Manny Ramirez, Gary Sheffield, Sammy Sosa. So, of these players, Bonds and Clemens should be in the Hall of Fame. Ramirez and Pettit maybe should be in the Hall of Fame. Sheffield and Sosa, probably not in the Hall of Fame. And Giambi, no, definitely not. However, all of them were juicers. All of them have the big heads, the literal big heads, and muscular bodies epitomized by that generation of players, which certainly has a number of members in the Hall of Fame already. Not saying that the Astros, who are rampant cheaters and always have been, had any players in, but you can do your own homework on that one. And now finally, we've gotten through the cheaters. It's time for the Jeter. That's right, a man who stands alone in this year's class, possibly because he's going to be the only guy getting into the Hall of Fame this year. I could see people voting against all those cheaters I mentioned before and all the assholes, and then of the remaining players, none really deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. So we could be looking at a Hall of Fame class of one, Derek Jeter. And really, can you think of any player who would rather go into the Hall of Fame by himself than Jeter? The consummate team player who still somehow ended up being an original icon all by himself. I'm trying to be sarcastic about that, but it sounds like it's hero worship. Sometimes that's how it works out. Now, I'm a Yankees fan, full disclosure, folks, but I fully acknowledge the overratedness of Derek Jeter. He was not as great as Mariano Rivera, for example, and I think maybe not even as important to their World Series. People will argue with me on that and to their perennial success, but that's just my opinion. Okay, that was my instant ass analysis on the Baseball Writers of America Hall of Fame ballot for this year. Hopefully, later this week or next, we'll do a little bit more in-depth, another segment that we like to call My Brother Does Excel Spreadsheets to Calm Himself at Night. We'll probably think of a shorter title for that, but my brother is a extensive spreadsheet producer, and it usually has to do with baseball players. So we could get some actual ass analysis from him later on this week or next as he goes over all these players. Now, he's going to actually look over the stats and everything as opposed to my instantaneous analysis, which you just got. I'm going to see right now if I can add one more segment to the show because my kid is homesick and maybe I can get her to pick a football game tonight. So let's try that right now. I'll be right back and let you know how it went. So you're not going to get a pick for tonight's Monday night football game. Okay? I heard you say not now. But I'm doing it now. Fine. Come on in then. Because I'm recording it now. All right. We're going to record it right now. It's one game, okay? I'm just going to give you the one game, and you're going to say who you think's going to win. Come on. I know it's boring, but to the game tonight, ready? Okay, you don't even have to do it this time. The Kansas City Chiefs against the Los Angeles Chargers. Who's your pick? It's being played in Mexico.
I bet there's a lot of rooters for the Los Angeles Chargers, and when people, because it's close to California, so... I think when people cheer people, other people on, they go faster and happier. So I'm going for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Keeping it local, going for the Chargers. Good pick. Okay, there you go. You heard it, folks. You got the pick there, as well as some reasoning. You know, Los Angeles is closer to Mexico. I didn't know that. So we all learned something here today. Hope you enjoyed your daily sports dump. Oh, good. I hit record. I was afraid I hadn't. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Don't bet any money on that pick, by the way, folks. Disclaimer.